Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, November 10th, 2014. A Palestinian man, an Israeli settler, and a soldier were killed on Monday in two separate attacks. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Monday, a 25-year-old settler woman and an Israeli soldier were killed in two separate stabbing attacks in Tel Aviv and in the West Bank, while at least two others were injured. A Palestinian man, allegedly the attacker, was shot and killed. The settler who was killed is from the illegal Israeli settlement of Taqua near Bethlehem. She died after being stabbed by a Palestinian, while a young settler was moderately injured in his abdomen and a 50-year-old man suffered mild injuries to the face. The incident took place on Monday evening near the Alon Shavot illegal Israeli settlement in Gosh Atzion settlement block. Israeli security forces identified the attacker as Maher Hindi Al-Hashlamon, 31. He is a former political prisoner from Hebron who was held by Israel for more than 5 years. On Monday evening, Israeli soldiers invaded several homes in Hebron and kidnapped the brother of Hashlamon and his brother-in-law in Ain Sara area in the central of the city. The stabbing came just hours after an Israeli settler soldier identified as Almung Shumnoli, 20 years of age, from Mudain illegal Israeli settlement near Ramallah, was stabbed at a train station south of Tel Aviv and died of his wounds later on. Elsewhere, medical sources in Gaza said that several Palestinian fishermen have been injured late on Sunday at night and after midnight after Israeli Navy boats fired rounds of live ammunition and shells at their boats close to the shore of Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. One of the boats was destroyed and burned, while the Navy also fired flares while military helicopters and drones flew overhead. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 10th, 2014 News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.